Hey, I am officially announcing the 6th annual Shepherd's Crook Intensive in Eminence, Missouri, May 16th through the 18th, and we would love to have you there. This year, AD Robles is going to be the speaker, along with Matt Reynolds and myself, and we're going to be spending 3 days, 2 nights, just having a great time hearing really good teaching, but also having a really great time just doing some cool stuff. We're going to have a strongman competition, we're going to have an arm wrestling competition, and we're going to canoe about 50 miles on two of the most amazing rivers in the Midwest. We would love to have you come. If you're looking for a good father-son trip, this is the trip for you. If you're just looking for a really good men's trip, this is the trip for you. Would love for you to register today. Go to theshepherdscrook.co. Or just reach out to me and I can make sure you're on the list. Welcome to the Shepherd's Crook Podcast. This ministry exists to provide coaching, resources, and events for pastors and church members. My name is Jared Sparks. Join me as I talk pastoral ministry, applied theology like manhood and womanhood, political theology, and cultural analysis with a little bit of hunting and fishing thrown in. I'm a husband, a father, and a pastor, and I'm here to remind you of the chief pastor and our King, Jesus. Hello and welcome back to the Shepherd's Crook Podcast. This is episode 497. Today we're going to be talking about the pastor and challenging him to not be a performer and also recognizing some of the challenges that come from being in a church or a part of a church that has multiple services over a weekend and what kind of pressure that can put on the pastor who is preaching regularly and also what kind of pressure that can put on the rest of the people that are a part of the team and part of the primary leaders or service people in the liturgy from the front to the congregation. And so what kind of pressures that does that bring to those that are leading to perform rather than to do what God's called them to do as the people of God? So, okay, let's go ahead and pray and ask for the Lord's help, and then we will dive right in. Father, we just ask for wisdom and direction. I pray you'd help me to be clear and even concise on this. I ask that this would be an encouragement and also a challenge to those that do have multiple services, that they wouldn't just produce a product that gets consumed, and help us to be faithful to you, not be a product of congregations that want you to suit their own passions. We don't want to do that. So help us in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. All right, couple things real quick. I am going to be talking a lot about Yukon River Knives over the next couple months. I love that company, love what they're doing. Adam Ray has been on the show a couple times now, and they're doing some really good things. They are working with Owen Baker, who is a knife designer, and also with White River Knives, and they just have a really cool collection of premium knives that last for the long haul. They're also partnered with missions up in the Yukon, on Yukon River, with some missionaries up there, and so a portion of every single purchase goes to the mission work up there, and it's just a great company. I like it a lot. The knives are premium knives. They last forever, and I just really love them. So you guys are going to be hearing a lot about Yukon River Knives. So that's going to be new this month. I want to thank everybody that participated on the Duckworth giveaway last month. That went really well, and I've got a winner that was selected today, and then that announcement's actually going to go out here pretty soon. But be checking that out. Also, this month, we're coming down to the wire for the intensive. I need you to sign up. Go ahead and message me if you haven't yet paid or registered, and then I'll give you an address where you can send a check, or if you just want to sign up on PayPal, that's okay. It's always better to send a check just because that percentage doesn't come out on the PayPal side of things. If you would please do that, message me, let me know. I would love for you to be there. It's going to be a great trip. And it's coming up, man. It's, guys, it's 1.5 months away. So check it out. It's going to be great. All right. Pastor as performer. A few weeks ago, I made a post about multiple services in a weekend. And multiple services in a weekend provide a unique challenge for the preacher. And that preacher is challenged in particular, the one that's got multiple exact same services, not a morning service, night service that's different, but the services that are in a multi-site congregation or say you got 3 or 4 services on a weekend where you're preaching the exact same sermon 3 or 4 times, the challenge that the preacher faces is not becoming a performer. And also the challenge that the congregation faces is not being, sold a product from the staff, from the pastors, because when you do a boxed service 3 or 4 times in a weekend, it's almost inevitable that what you're coming to on a weekend is just simply a product that's being consumed, and it's been practiced, and the exact minute that things are going to start, they start, and the exact minute that things are supposed to end, they end. The preacher has practiced, they've done this thing called rehearsal, which is exactly what they do at a theatrical performance on a weekend uptown, wherever you're at, or at any sort of live theater, as you do rehearsal, 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 and you know exactly how this product is going to be put out, and then you have people that come and consume this product. And it's a very, I think, dangerous thing, can be, if you're doing these multiple services and you're trying to do the exact same thing over and over and over again. And the caricature of this is the preacher who cries or who gets really excited or really angry or really fired up at the exact same moment every single service on a weekend. That is performing. That's not preaching. A preacher knows if he's performing, if he gets emotional and feels like he has to get emotional every single service on the weekend at the exact same moment. If you're doing that, if you're doing that, you are a phony and a fraud. That is not okay. That is sinning against your people. It is not taking seriously the proclamation of the word. And you are a manipulator. That is crowd manipulation. That's trying to give them a product. That is not faithful preaching. And I think there's a massive warning here. And I'm not saying that if you have multiple services in a weekend, we convictionally won't do that as a church. And I think there's a real strong case to be made biblically that's not the best way to do things, that you actually have multiple churches when you do that. But if you do that, there are better and worse ways to do that. Be authentic. I mean, preach the word and don't preach a performance. Don't get up there and perform and do the magic trick and, you know, the horse and pony show kind of thing, where you get up there and you do the exact same thing every single time. No, get up there and do the best you possibly can. And I've done this, I did this years ago. I preached the same services over and over and over again. And I wasn't trying to. I think I was trying to do this the best I possibly could. I wasn't trying to do the exact same thing, even though I was preaching the exact same text and the exact same notes. I was never trying to be emotionally manipulated or fired up or angry at the exact same time. I was not performing. And I would have felt incredibly gross if I was performing for people. And I think most real preachers any real preacher for that matter, who's preaching multiple services on a weekend, knows that he's not going up there to perform. But the preacher who goes up and is doing that emotional thing and just trying to give this same product, that same sermon, every single, in the exact same way, in the exact same minute, in the exact same expression, in the exact same way, that is not preaching. I'm sorry, it's just not. It's just kind of like robbing other people's sermons, and it's the same kind of problem when you take somebody else's work and then you just maybe modify it a little bit and then you preach that sermon. It is not preaching. That's not faithful ministry, and it's shameful. It's shameful for a man to steal another man's sermon, and it's also shameful to stand up and preach in a way that's manipulating people or trying to give them a product, or in your mind, you're trying to do the exact same thing to sell them or to bring them into the same exact thing that the other service experienced. And that is the antithesis of being spirit-led. It's the antithesis of preaching the word. It's doing something totally different. You might be even faithful to the text as you're preaching, but you're not preaching the way God would call you to preach. In fact, we get this charge in 2 Timothy chapter 4. And I think this is the inevitable challenge of the multiple services, and what you've got to face is that the band, as they go up to play, they're just, the whole service is a product. It is something that's rehearsed. And that isn't the Lord's Day gathering. That's not what God has called us to do on a weekend. We aren't doing something that can just be rehearsed, because again, this is not we come to contribute, not to consume. And inevitably, it is a product to be consumed when it's something that's rehearsed and then done over and over and over and over again. And that isn't, that's just poor ecclesiology. Here's what Paul charges pastors and preachers with. I charge you in the presence of God and of Jesus Christ, who is the judge of the living and the dead, by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers that suit their own passions, and will turn away from living to the truth, listening to the truth, and wander off into myths. Okay, so there's the preacher and there's the congregation. Congregation has power, they have authority, because they have the ability to pull in for themselves teachers that suit their own passions. This is what I want from a preacher. This is what I want from our church. And these people accumulate for themselves what they want. And then the preacher does the dog and pony show, and the band does what they do. They sell their product, and then people consume this, and this is what they want. And what ends up happening is the preacher just turns into a performer. And my challenge to you, every preacher out there, even if you have one service and you don't have multiple services, if you're using your communication, your oratory skills in a way that is a performing kind of way, and you're pulling people in and you're a compelling voice and you have the ability to reach the crowd, man, and get them really excited and fired up, or to reach the crowd and let them know that you have the intellectual ability and the oratory skills to do something special here, that you can speak in such a way that seems very authoritative, do not perform. Whatever you do, use your gifts to preach the word, not perform as you preach the word. I'm not saying to preach in such a way that's not compelling or preach in such a way that doesn't, you know, just throws your gifts to the side. But this is something that you're going to have to settle before the Lord and before your people. Is what I'm doing when I'm standing up, is this faithful to God internally and externally? And two preachers could be preaching and they both look like they're just trying to do, you know, God's work in God's way and be as faithful as they possibly can. And yet in the heart of one of those preachers is a performer who's trying to sell something, a product. And the heart of the other man and the other preacher is somebody that's just wanting to be faithful to God's word and faithful to God's people. And that's the pull of 2024. It's the pull of what we live in, is to be a man that is selling something, to be a man that's trying to preach in such a way or get their service to be something that is attractive. And all the mantras that people say, well, if you want to reach what nobody's reaching, you got to do what nobody else is doing kind of stuff. And every single conference and every single, you know, person that's selling a new way of ministry or something like that, all they're doing is saying, here, be a good marketer and have your, this is your scheme to get more people, the people that aren't being reached in your city or whatever. That's not your concern. Your concern is to preach the word in season and out of season and not to perform. And so that's my real challenge to you today. If you have multiple services, you may want to stop doing that. And you may say, well, what kind of problem would that provide for our church? Well, it would provide an opportunity to start new churches or just to have new elders for each service or something like that. For us, as we grow, if God does bring increase, we may never outgrow our building. But if we ever grow to where we're maxed out, where we're committed to not having multiple services because we don't want to, and we don't believe we have the ability to do just two Lord's Day gatherings. I mean, we can't. What we're doing is not giving our people a service. Our people are a part of the service. I mean, they are a part of the Lord. It's the work of the people. We come together to honor and glorify God together and to encourage one another. And we just can't do that if we have multiple services or if we have preferential services, like if you want contemporary or traditional. And a lot of churches still do that, where they have a 9 o'clock traditional, 11 o'clock contemporary or something like that. And essentially, it's just two services. I mean, it's two churches is essentially what you're doing. And if you're doing the identical services, then the pressure is always going to be to perform, to put the product out that people consume. So that's the challenge. And if you do have those multiple services, just check yourself, man. Are you a performer or are you a faithful preacher? Preach the word. That's what God has called you to do. And don't perform as you preach. Just be faithful and watch God work. Okay, guys, thanks so much for listening. Hope you guys have a great rest of your day.
Thanks again for listening to the Shepherd's Crook podcast. For more information, you can go to theshepherdscrook.co. Please consider leaving a rating or review on iTunes. And if you want to become a member of the Shepherd's Crook, please message me and we'll get you on the list. We hope you have a great rest of your day.